With American troops now established in a fallen Arab capital, there is deep suspicion in the region about American intentions for Iraq. But some Arab commentators are optimistic the U.S. victory in Iraq can lead to positive changes, not just in Baghdad, but in Egypt and the rest of the Middle East. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Cairo.
Hisham Qassem, the 43-year-old publisher of Cairo's English-language Cairo Times, is used to controversy. He tests Egypt's limited press freedom each week in his popular news magazine, which is often banned by the Egyptian government. This controversial headline appeared in his magazine last week, "The Silver Lining in the Fall of Saddam."
Nobody endorses a war, but when you come to think of it, they've taken the worst military dictator in the Arab region has been taken out.
Toppling Saddam Hussein is a lesson to other repressive Arab regimes, says Hisham Qassem.
Yes, certainly. I mean, I think it's bringing back memories of how the domino effect took place in Eastern Europe. So I think they're pretty nervous now.
Which is why Qassem and other reformers in Egypt are taking such a surprisingly positive position.
If the world wants to be safe from the evils that have started appearing from this part of the world, this part has to be democratized. There has to be good governance. So this region is too important for the rest of the world for it to become dysfunctional or to have a number of failed states.
So democracy comes to you because it's in the West's interest?
Yes, I have no doubt about that.
For the first time?
For the first time, yes.
During the war, Cairo newspaper editorials began to shift the blame from the United States to Saddam Hussein for failing to open his government to reform. Hala Mustafa, head of a political think tank in Cairo, says democratic reform is also long overdue in Egypt.
We passed through a period of stagnation in everything. I mean, I'm not talking here about just one country or one case, but after the situation is back to be quiet. I think many of the Arabs will think rationally and objectively. And I think from this tragedy, good things will emerge.
That's not how the Egyptian government sees it. Spokesman Nabil Osman, who is the official voice of the Egyptian regime, says the reformers are wrong.
If they were correct, then they have accepted that democracy can be imposed through rockets, missiles, and B-52s. And this is unheard of in history. Democracy cannot be imposed.
But order can be imposed. A Friday demonstration in Cairo's largest mosque is kept off the streets. Egypt's state security police are an overwhelming presence in the city now. The government, still nervous about the biggest anti-war demonstrations in a generation, clamps down on any public gatherings. Many Egyptians do remain suspicious of American intentions, convinced the liberation of Iraq will become an occupation that will inflame Arab public opinion for years.
I think where the American had put themselves is in a position of a neo-colonial power.
Walid Kaziha, political science professor at American University in Cairo, says the distrust is so deep, the U.S. will have to convince Iraq and the rest of the Arab world with specific promises to withdraw American troops quickly and to open the country to other nations which want to rebuild Iraq.
And then leave it at that. And leave it at that, because you cannot play God. Finally, it's up to the Iraqis if they want to have a democracy or not. The United States cannot force a democracy on Iraq.
Will this White House force authoritarian regimes to change? That is what reformers in Egypt call for. Professor Sadeddine Ibrahim, a human rights activist, was released from an Egyptian jail after American pressure. Ibrahim says he will now pressure the Americans to keep their word.
I hope that Americans live up to their promises. We will call on our American counterparts and civil society to keep the American administration true and honest to the promises and proclamations they made before and during the war.
On the streets of Cairo, most Egyptians still condemn the United States. The quality of the new era in Iraq could change some minds here. For Egyptians, the measure of peace will be judged by real reforms at home. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Cairo.
Deborah Amos talks with Egyptians tonight on the PBS television program Now with Bill Moyers at 9 p.m. Eastern. Check your local listings at pbs.org.